AI News by Conjero.
Microsoft's Bing team has just open-sourced Harrier, an embedding model they say tops the multilingual MTB V2 benchmark and covers more than 100 languages. That sounds like another model release, but it's more strategic. Harrier is a bet on the layer that decides what gets retrieved and ranked in search systems, retrieval pipelines, and RAG applications. Embeddings live upstream of almost every semantic search workflow. They turn text into vectors, decide what documents are pulled back, and ultimately shape what a large language model even sees. A model that works well across many languages can simplify systems that otherwise need separate indexes or language-specific tricks, useful for products serving Europe, India, Latin America, or mixed-language corporate data. Still, the leaderboard claim needs context. Benchmarks like multilingual MTB V2 are helpful signals, not guarantees. Don't show how a model behaves on messy real-world data, noisy support tickets, legal archives full of jargon, mixed-language codebases, or latency-sensitive services. Microsoft hasn't published implementation details in the material available here, things teams usually need before deploying an embedding model, like architecture family, parameter count, embedding size, context window, training data mix, or throughput and latency characteristics. Those specifics influence storage costs, ANN index sizing, bulk indexing speed, and real-world recall. Positioning matters. Harrier seems tuned as a retrieval-first model rather than a general-purpose foundation. That puts it alongside existing open embedding families used for search and RAG, like E5 and BGE, but Harrier comes from Bing. By releasing it openly, Microsoft can seed a model that reflects its own retrieval research and invite evaluation, fine-tuning, and adoption across the community. This move fits Microsoft's platform logic. Open sourcing can widen their influence around retrieval infrastructure without locking developers into a closed service. Researchers and engineers pick it up. It can become a default option in multilingual stacks, reinforcing Microsoft's research credibility and shaping expectations for good retrieval. The sharp test isn't the benchmark table. It's whether Harrier's multilingual strengths survive contact with real workloads, cross-lingual support corpora, mixed language code search, or strict latency budgets. Microsoft has opened the door. The next proof will be in deployments, not the leaderboard.
AI News by Conjero.